And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 1st of February, 2014. It's the birthday of the humorist S.J. Perlman, Sidney Joseph Perlman, Brooklyn, New York, 1904. Worked as a cartoonist in college, then humorous essays, which he published in The New Yorker magazine. First book, Don Ginsberg's Revenge, came out in 1929. Groucho Marx wrote him a letter about it that said, "From the moment I picked up your book until I put it down, I was convulsed with laughter. Someday I intend to read it." Groucho persuaded Perlman to move to Hollywood to write screenplays. He worked on their film Monkey Business, The Marx Brothers, Horse Feathers, hated Hollywood, went back to writing essays for The New Yorker, one of which begins, "I guess I'm just an old mad scientist at bottom. Give me an underground laboratory, half a dozen atom smashers, and a beautiful girl in a diaphanous veil waiting to be turned into a chimpanzee, and I care not who writes the nation's laws." It was on this day in 1884 the first part of the first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary was published. The idea had been conceived decades before by a group of London scholars, the Philological Society, who were disappointed in the quality of dictionaries, and they set out to find words that were missing from dictionaries and found a great many of them and decided that a new definitive dictionary would be necessary. Project was approved in 1858. They appointed an editor. He died of tuberculosis after a year. The next editor became obsessed with finding examples of word usages in literature, and so he started a press just to publish books that were out of print, which took him 20 years, and he made no progress on the dictionary itself. So in 1878, the Oxford University Press agreed to take on the project, and it was assigned to the editor, James Murray, who asked volunteers to read through whatever books they liked, literature or science or philosophy, history, and when they found an interesting word, they should note it down on an index card with an example of the sentence in which it was used. Thousands of volunteers, more than a million quotations. The first installment came out on this day in 1884, but it only covered A to Ant. Ultimately, the dictionary came to 10 volumes, was published in its final form in 1928. It's the birthday of the poet Galway Connell, born Providence, Rhode Island, 1927. The novelist Reynolds Price, Macon, North Carolina, 1933. The composer Victor Herbert, Dublin, 1859. And the poet Langston Hughes, Joplin, Missouri, 1902, who made a list of what he called my people: dishwashers, elevator boys, ladies' maids, crapshooters, cooks, waiters, jazzers, nurses of babies, loaders of ships, rounders, number writers, comedians in vaudeville, and bandmen in circuses. Here's a poem for today by Peter Everwine, poem on my 79th birthday. This morning, in a jelly glass on my table, a handful of the season's first violets, a gift from the garden of a dear friend. Old age, I'm told, has a discernible odor. Who would have thought mine would be so delicate, so piercing sweet? Peter Everwine's poem on my 79th birthday, Listening Long and Late, the collection, University of Pittsburgh Press, the publisher. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.